How you guys doing? If anybody sees Leslie Frazier, let me know. And if anybody sees Lovey, we told him that the draft was next weekend, so he's on vacation right now. Anyway, we're really excited again, especially with the additions again today. We were able to add more speed with Robert, who we feel has a chance to compete for a starting slot receiver, got some return value. And then the two offensive linemen, both Florida guys, just so happened to be that way. They weren't from Texas. But three guys that we're very excited about, and once again, we targeted, and it happened to fall to us, and we chased one of them and got him. So we're excited. We're excited about the overall class. Obviously, an all-offensive draft. I don't know if that's some sort of a record, but it wasn't the plan, I can tell you that. It just fell that way. With the plan was to go get the best players, and we were lucky to get the guys that we did. So I'll open it up.
Talk about the trade up to get Pam Phil.
Yeah. Well, we knew that there were, and we were correct with our intelligence, that there were teams going after him. So we felt like it was a good opportunity to use an extra pick that we had next year to go up there and get him. He's a developmental player with a big upside, and he's only played a year and a half at offensive tackle. He went in there as a defensive lineman. He was a heck of a basketball player at Miami Central in high school. He's one of those tall, athletic, tough, strong. We brought him in for a visit, and he's really sharp. So those are the kind of guys we want to take a risk on.
Is he strictly a tackle, or could he play guard as well?
We'll experiment with that, and you know, there's a lot of discussion about that, and we feel that, you know, it's definitely worth moving in, you know, given at some point, getting him a chance in there. But right now, we're going to be working with him at tackle. We felt like we needed some tackle depth, and in today's day and age, that third tackle, that swing tackle, is a pretty valuable piece of the puzzle.
Talk about Edwards, and can he play left guard, right guard? What's your plan for him at this point?
We're going to play him at guard. We'll have him swing at both. We'll see where he feels most comfortable. Big guy, strong, powerful, athletic. You know, interesting background. He's from Sanford. He's one of those guys that is going to be successful at anything he does. He's dealt with some adversity in his life, and he's always keeps a smile on his face. He's a very tough mentally individual. So, as well as being a good football player.
How do you feel about the position, the guard position, as it is right now? Feel okay with what you've got there for starting caliber players?
We feel better today, and today was just another piece of the puzzle. We have tonight, we have the off season, we have the preseason, we have camp, we have, you know, we'll have several avenues to continue to look into to upgrade or get better. So I know Rome, what do they say? Rome wasn't built in a day, so we're still plugging away at it.
Jason, you said it wasn't necessarily the plan to get all offensive players, but it's also not an accident either. I mean, in that, in as much as your offense last year, the Bucs' offense last year, was last in the league.
Right. There were some areas we wanted to improve. We got, you know, like we talked about yesterday, we got the big guys, and today we got the point guard, and we felt like we needed to get faster, bigger, more athletic. Josh McCown sent a text message that if you're wishing to get more than a Christmas card this year, mission accomplished. So he's happy with the job that our staff did. And, I know Mike Glennon's excited too. So
Thursday night, Coach Smith said that Mike Glennon is our quarterback of the future. Raised a few eyebrows. You guys didn't draft a quarterback. Obviously, you must see that the same way.
Yeah, we're very excited about Mike. Josh is excited about Mike. Josh, we talk about his leadership a lot, but he is really like an extra coach, and he's working to get Mike better, and it's working. And you know, there's a lot of interest in Mike, and there's more interest from us in Mike. Well, we have more of a we want to keep Mike, I guess I should just say. We want to continue to work with Mike, and we're very excited about his future.
So you got calls from teams wanting to trade, see if you
there's,
would trade?
There's, and I'm not necessarily trading, but just feeling it out, and I know that there's Mike's has a very good reputation around the league about his developmental future.
How would you describe Jeff Tedford's vision right now, Jason, for what he wants this offense to look like? He's very specific about the types of players he's been urging you to get, right, Jason?
He's no different than most. He wants fast guys. He wants athletic guys. He wants guys that can catch the ball. He wants to be versatile. He wants to keep teams off balance. Guys got to start at the root. They got to run. They got to be able to catch, and they got to be able to be versatile in this offense. And we felt like we are on the road to accomplishing that.
A player from a 1AA program like Tennessee State, how much does it help to see him in a senior showcase game like the Senior Bowl to show how he lines up against other top-tier college competition?
It's tremendous help. I'm not saying that we wouldn't have drafted him if he wasn't there, but it's better than any workout you can put him through. But, Coach Hopp put him through a good workout there, a private workout. We sent him, George went there and came back, beaming ear to ear. So he's a happy guy today.
Did what you did in free agency on defense allow you to go into this and say, let's get bigger, let's get faster on offense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it helped us, like I said earlier, that we weren't pigeonholed into having to get one particular thing, and allowed us to, take the tight end, which wasn't a big area of need, running back, which definitely wasn't a big area of need, but yeah.
Particular qualities you're going to be looking for now with the undrafted free agents that you want to bring in here?
Toughness, speed, passion for the game.
When did you start to realize that Pamphil was a guy that you wanted? Was it his pro day? There was a lot of talk about he had a great pro day. When did you start to think that this guy's starting to go off the board and we're going to have to make a move to get him?
I think we were going through the offensive line, Lovey and I, we did that back in March. We had the reports on Pamphil. We knew what he was, but when we got together and watched him together, he was one that Lovey wasn't sitting back in a seat.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like he's got a bit of a DeMar Dotson type. I mean, he came from a football background, tried D-line, moved O-line, took a few
years. Yeah, that basketball background kind of perks your attention, raises your attention a little bit, that athleticism. Yeah. So
how many draftable players do you think will be undrafted free agents, and what kind of competition do you think there'll be to get those guys?
I don't know exactly the number. I'd have to look at our board right now, how many we have left that we think are draftable. There's several, and it's always a competition. It's like you're on the trading floor. You try every year to make it as organized as possible, but then you have voices coming from all over. I got so-and-so for this much, and, you just have to, okay, we'll do that one. So it gets a little crazy here.
Jason, with the drafting of Charles Sims, have you guys fielded any phone calls about the running backs that you have in your stable? Do you envision maybe trading them at some point, or are you set on taking all these guys to camp and having that be the competition?
Our plan right now is to take them all to camp. It's there's bound to be, look at the history here, there's bound to be an injury. And, we're trying to see what's best for us. We don't want to just part ways with somebody who could be a valuable piece of our team. So.
Okay. A couple more? Anything else?
How disappointing was it not to be able to get back into the fourth round, basically? Was that found that troubling, or did you make a big effort to do it?
No. I think it worked out the way we wanted it to, so it was better in the end.
And for your first draft, how was it?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I think the third shirt I'm wearing today. So, it's been awesome. Couldn't ask for better ownership. I mean, they're just as fired up as we are, jumping around in my office, and when we get the guy that we want, it was cool.
Thanks, guys.